Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Doctors Blackwell, How Two Pioneering Sisters Brought Medicine to Women and Women to Medicine, by Janice P. Nimura. Read by Laurel Merlington. Prologue. On May 14, 2018, a cheerful crowd of activist New Yorkers blocked the sidewalk at the corner of Bleecker and Crosby Streets. Before them stood an elderly and unremarkable building. Four stories topped by a pair of attic dormers, battered brick facade obscured by a fire escape, pre-hipster neighborhood bar on the ground floor. After a parade of speakers, all but one of them women, the Greenwich Village Society for Historic Preservation unveiled a commemorative plaque, the newest stop on its civil rights and social justice map. "In this building," it read, "the first female doctor in America, Elizabeth Blackwell, established the first hospital for, staffed, and run by women." Applause erupted. VIPs grinned. Cameras clicked. There was a triumphant sense of reclaiming a hero, of restoring a story of female agency, of lifting, for just a moment, the grim political mood. Someone was selling eye-popping T-shirts, black and hot pink on white, Elizabeth Blackwell, OGMD. The celebrants dispersed into the balmy evening, imagining the first female doctor, saintly and sepia-toned, bending solicitously over her grateful patients.